Now, yesterday on the programme, I interviewed Ian Small, BBC Scotland's head of public policy, about the BBC's complaint to YouTube over several groups using BBC copyrighted material on their YouTube channels. Now, as a consequence of the BBC's complaint, YouTube shut down the channels of pro-independence group Wings Over Scotland and Peter Curran. Now, Wings' channel has been reinstated and the BBC is reviewing how it deals with copyright infringements with regard to news and current affairs contact. Now, however, in the course of the interview, Ian mentioned that the controversy began with a complaint from a Labour councillor, and I asked if the councillor was Councillor Scott Arthur. Now, the BBC now acknowledges that Councillor Arthur did not complain about Wings Over Scotland or any other organisation. So I caught up with Scott Arthur to get his side of the story.
If you're talking about the original complaint against me, I think I was notified towards the end of last week that someone had lodged a complaint with the BBC against my YouTube channel due to the content being largely based on BBC current affairs interviews.
So hang on a minute. Did the BBC come to you directly first, Scott, or did somebody complain and then you heard from YouTube? Who initially got in touch with you?
The BBC got in touch. They explained that normally they would just go straight to YouTube and lodge complaints against the individual clips. And they were aware that where there was three or more complaints, the channel would automatically be taken down. But they did recognise that with my channel there was public interest because I do have video clips which are not copyrighted, which relate to my work as an elected representative in Edinburgh. So they realised that by taking down the channel, there would be an impact on those clips. And so what they did was they gave me, I think, 5 days' notice, was to remove all the material. And over that 5 days, I did have a discussion, quite a constructive discussion, actually, about what was fair use. But ultimately, I lost that argument.
OK, so initially the BBC came to you.
Absolutely, yes.
And then when you talked with them about your use of clips, the other websites that were using clips, their names came up?
Yeah, because I actually gave details of a number of YouTube channels which I believe are exhibiting what I consider to be good practice as far as the fair use was concerned. I think the fair use, particularly the way the BBC appears to apply it, is very, very subjective, and I've been very clear about that. But I believed, and I do believe actually in particular, I thought that the Wings Scotland's clips do make fair use because most of them are very short, because he tends to clip interviews out of context. So his clips will just be a few seconds, 20 seconds or so. And as far as I was concerned, that was fair use. I think Peter Curran, which is the other channel that was taken down, it was different in that his clips tended to be the full interview. What my channel did was it did both those things. I had small clips, often, you know, what I consider to be humorous, I guess, and also making a political point, but also the full interviews. And to be honest, the BBC was more concerned about the full interviews than they were the short clips. So I tried to have a discussion with them about, you know, fair use and perhaps some of my clips being exempt, but they weren't willing to enter that conversation. They just wanted it closed down. And I'm a bit disappointed with that because one or two of the clips, actually, I was involved in, one related to a constituent who's working with Kezia Dugdale on a domestic abuse case. So it relates to my ward. I mentioned an interview, but that had to be taken down. Likewise, in my ward, I have Oxgang's primary school. I had quite a lot of clips from BBC News on that, which is of direct relevance to people in my ward. And also quite often, local people have been interviewed on them, actually standing up for the area and standing up for the school community. So I did feel there was a local interest in those clips as well, but the BBC was not willing to accept they were fair use.
So am I fair in saying that you didn't put in a complaint about any other websites?
I think the BBC has been very clear about that now. They've said that I did not submit any complaint, formal or otherwise, and I did not ask for action to be taken against any channel.
But is it also fair to say that within the context of your conversation with the BBC, you said, look, what about all these other people like Wings and like Peter Curran?
Absolutely not. And yesterday, Ian Small said on your show that I had in turn indicated that we, that's the BBC, had not taken any action relative to Wings over Scotland's material. That is completely untrue, absolutely untrue. It could not be no more wrong. And this comes back to the nub of why I wanted to speak to you today, John. I think yesterday, you know, I went out for a round at lunchtime and I came back just after your interview had been completed. And I was inundated with messages on social media, hundreds of them. At one point, I was getting a message every 10 seconds. And anybody who's familiar with Scottish politics will know that a lot of these messages were absolutely really abusive. A lot of them mocked my faith, compared me to a Nazi. My workplace was mentioned in a few, which I think is unacceptable, even though I accept it is in the public domain. And last night, I received an email at home which made reference to my children. And I find this absolutely incredible. And this was triggered by the comments made by Ian Small on the show yesterday. Now, I didn't complain about anyone and I didn't ask for channels to be taken down. But my name was mentioned because Ian Small thought I was behind that complaint. And I guess the question is, John, is it BBC policy to name people who have either complained or they feel have complained to the BBC about specific issues?
It was me that mentioned your name when Ian Small said the Labour councillor had put in a complaint. Now,
and he responded to that. And later on, when you asked if it was me, he said that was his understanding, or words to that effect.
But he didn't name it. So can I just be clear on this then? You did mention Wings Over Scotland and Peter Curran in conversation with the BBC when you were talking about fair use.
I mentioned them as good practice, and I actually checked emails last night. Around 2 o'clock yesterday through to 10 o'clock last night, I was exchanging emails with BBC Legal in London about this, and I was absolutely clear. And I think it's fair to say they agree that I mentioned them as what I believed was good practice in terms of fair use. That was the only context I placed them within.
Wings Over Scotland have said that they've mentioned The Spectator as other examples of fair use. So is this what you're saying? You mentioned Wings Over Scotland, Peter Curran, Spectator, all as examples of fair use, and therefore why can't we all just stay up? Is that what you're saying?
Not quite in those terms, but why I mentioned Peter Curran and Wings Over Scotland is these are sites which are related largely to Scottish current affairs. I, to be honest, John, I don't spend a lot of time looking at Spectator's YouTube channel or any of their online content. But the reason I mentioned those two channels was because it relates largely to Scottish current affairs, and that is where I believe the complaint come from with Inside Scotland. But my understanding, and this is me reading between the lines, is that the complaints against my channel related to clips from The Marsh Show, which did relate to Scottish politics, but it related to The Marsh Show rather than BBC Scotland output. That's my understanding.
Before I move on, do you know who complained about your channel?
No, and this is the interesting thing. I did say that I expected it came from a political opponent to BBC Legal, and they said, well, yes, perhaps that's the case. But I didn't ask, and I would not expect them to say. And furthermore, I don't expect you to announce on your show today who complained against me, because I think people do have the right to submit complaints to the BBC about any issue and expect their name not to end up in the public domain. I mean, and again, I have to reiterate that I did not complain.
So the abuse you received online, describe that again, and what's your personal take on that, and have you had a BBC apology for it?
It's quite interesting to put this into context. I think where we are in Scotland, there's a big part of the nationalist movement who spends a lot of time trying to discredit mainstream media in general and the BBC specifically, and try to move people onto so-called alternative news sources. And we can debate the rights and wrongs of that, but I don't think it's a particularly healthy thing to drive people away from, you know, a news source like the BBC, which I think across the piece does a good job, onto social media and all the issues there we have with fake news and the manipulation there. So yesterday, that interview seemed to put me right in the middle of that. And a lot of the abuse I received yesterday, I think, is completely unacceptable. I'm quite lucky in that, well, I say lucky, I've had been subject to this abuse before, and I've actually muted quite a lot of these people, so I see only a small percentage of it. But still, it's unacceptable. For someone to email me at home last night and make reference to my children. I think it's unacceptable. Likewise, my faith is quite important to me, and for people to mock my faith repeatedly online when my faith has no connection to this story, I find absolutely incredible. But it comes back to that point, John. Is it the policy to name people who they believe are behind complaints, rightly or wrongly, live on air? It just does not seem right to me.
Have you had an apology?
I've not asked for an apology, to be honest. I made clear to BBC Legal last night that what I wanted was for this to be resolved. I wanted a clear statement saying I hadn't complained. I did realise that perhaps if I hung out for an apology, this whole thing would be extended much longer. And I'll also be honest with you, John, I actually apologised to the BBC legal person around this, because he's been really helpful to me over the past 24 hours, quite constructive, actually. And I did apologise to him, because this has been a lot of work for him, dealing with both the issue around this clarification which has been issued around this morning around me, and also the work around the takedown of the Wings Over Scotland's pro-government site, and also Peter Curran's site, all the fuss about that as well. So I do recognise that the conversation I had with him did trigger that, even though that was not my intention, because I did list those sites as what I thought was good practice. But I have apologised to him for all the work that's caused. But I'm not looking for an apology. And I have to say, John, I said he could not explain to me how my name got from his office up to Glasgow in your show yesterday. And I don't mean that he wouldn't explain. He could not explain it to me how that had happened.
Do you think you've been treated fairly by the BBC?
I don't think I have been. Not in terms of being named yesterday live on the show. Absolutely not. I mean, I couldn't believe it, to be honest, when I fed back the clip. I mean, I seen on social media that I'd been outed as the person behind the complaint, and I felt this was just fake news, someone made it up, and these things quite often propagate. But when I actually listened to the clip of your show yesterday, I could not believe it. Particularly, I mean, the things that were said in the interview, it wasn't like a fact was being disclosed. It was fundamentally wrong. And it feels like to me that the BBC has been under a lot of pressure over this, because, you had Alex Salmond yesterday, I think, writing to the BBC. And pursuing that narrative about the BBC can't be trusted and somehow being anti-SNP, etc.
The name came about because originally the BBC statement was that a Labour councillor had complained. And I think that you had communicated with Wings Over Scotland on Twitter about both of you having had your sites taken down, and then it was a process of 2 + 2 = 4, because during your conversation with the BBC, it appeared you had discussed Wings and Peter Curran, and the word complaint was the sideways word.
Well, let's go back to that. I mean, so if the BBC did put out that news release, which I didn't know that until you said that a Labour councillor was behind it. I mean, that's as good as naming me, isn't it? Given that I'd already said that I'd been in discussion with the BBC around the copyright issues, etc. I mean, that's as good as naming me. So I think that's unacceptable, to be honest. Absolutely. And again, if they're standing behind the complaint, I did not complain, and the BBC has made that 100% clear today that I did not complain or suggest or demand or request any action be taken against those YouTube sites.
Do you think Wings Over Scotland and Peter Curran have been treated fairly by the BBC?
Well, that comes back to the copyright issue. And what I feel is the vast majority of the clips that I had on my site, and certainly Peter Curran had on his, and almost certainly Wings had on his as well, is that they're of almost no value. Some of these interviews are, between, let's be honest, quite minor politicians and BBC interviewers, and will probably never be shown again on TV. And they're really only of interest to the anoraks. So why the BBC decided to take these down, I cannot explain. I do recognise, however, that some of the interviews, particularly interviews with, the Prime Minister and perhaps also the First Minister, there may be interest in them overseas, and the BBC could perhaps get income from that. But there's ways around it on YouTube where these clips can still be shared, and the BBC can get that income stream. That's not a hurdle.
OK, that was Scott Arthur, the councillor, in this discussion with the BBC about protecting copyrighted material. He said he did not complain. He cited other websites as fair dealing, fair use. Now, we asked the BBC some questions arising from the interview and we got the following answer.
Given the volume of infringing material hosted on YouTube, our general approach is to report infringing content through the YouTube takedown procedure without contacting the owner of the relevant YouTube account. However, in rare cases where a YouTube account is used for public service by an elected official or parliamentary party, we may contact account owners prior to initiating the YouTube takedown procedure to request that they voluntarily remove infringing content. As you're aware, we're conducting a review of our practice in relation to political content to ensure it is appropriate and have followed, allowed the pieces of BBC content to be reinstated on Wings Over Scotland.
So that's where we are. And copyright law is copyright law. And I think most people are behaving really sensibly with each other online. I know Good Morning Scotland tomorrow morning we'll be examining the copyright law.